Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in not hiding away from us, but making everything available by revealing it to us through the prophets, through your wonderful life, Jesus, and in the disciples. And thank you that we can wake up to abundant life because our lives are hid with you, Jesus, in the Father. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that encouragement and this motivation this morning again. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious beloved disciples. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 16 to 17. Two verses, but powerful verses. And he says in verse 16, 1 Corinthians 4, 16 to 17. I urge you, be imitators of me, just as a child imitates his father. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will remind you of my way of life in Christ, my conduct, my precepts for godly living, just as I teach everywhere in all the churches. Hallelujah. So it's just so wonderful, you know, that the mystery of godliness. Godliness is our inheritance because we're made in the image and likeness of God. But the mystery of godliness, the relationship, the obedience, and then the results were seen very much in the prophets of old that God chose to take hold of. But most of all, amen, the full picture came in Jesus Christ. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. So we see Jesus in heaven with all the beauty saying, you have sent me. In the scroll of the book, it's written of me. So he comes to fulfill the predestined purpose that God had for all mankind in him. Because we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love, in fellowship, in obedience. And then Jesus comes and he shows her the way from baby to young man to father. And then the most beautiful thing he done was raising up disciples that looked to him, and so they partook of their inheritance in the Godhead, in the family. And then so wonderful, like Paul could say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. So that's what it's all about. And then here you've got Paul. You know, as God has taken hold of him, knocked him off the horse, turned him from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, to a life of dedication and commitment, so he also encourages all his spiritual children to walk in their footsteps. And whose footsteps is he walking? He's walking in the footsteps of Jesus, together with Jesus. I love Jesus' words to all his disciples. And here to Paul as well, when he called him, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Or the wonderful thing there after he was leaving, he says, go make disciples. And how do you do that? By teaching all the things that I've taught you, that which is precious to you, teach it to others. And then what's a beautiful promise? And lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So we are called to a salvation. We're called to a salvation plan, a life in tune with the Godhead, walking in the footsteps of Jesus and with Jesus and doing the works that has been laid out for our lives. So about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, God gave me a salvation plan to use to share with people in the prisons, to give them something to take hold of. Three basic steps: make Jesus Lord, turn from darkness, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and then daily walk of spending time with God, drawing from him morning by morning, waking your ears, then being obedient, dedicated, and disciplined, and fast-paced, persevere. That in the beginning, I've got an artist, and this artist was an atheist, Tony Cassisa, and he drew this, what I'm going to be sending to you now. It's about 35 years old. And this changed his life. And since then, it changed many lives in the prison. in Portsmouth, and then it's taken many people from the prison of the deception of this world to be disciples. So I've always used this as just a basic teaching and instruction. So any disciples that I've raised up, they would go through the salvation plan. So be encouraged, enjoy it again, and know we've got a family, we are in the family, everything's been done for us now. Just walk in obedience on a daily basis. How do you eat the elephant? Piece by piece. So take a daily walk with the Lord, stay conscious of him, and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.